This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to talk economy and what's happening in Greece. Lionel, constitutional lawyer, Lionel Media. Media analyst. We're going to talk to AD and others coming up in the next segment. Then we'll shift gears after we take calls and get back into this whole Confederate flag situation, which is the biggest waving a red flag in front of a bull I've ever seen. I mean, this is just classic. To now, the Memphis mayor wants to literally dig up Confederate general and move him. This is just getting where you're just obsessed and offended by everything. And people don't even know historically what the context is. This is the rise of the total idiots. Like Mark Dice talked to 10 people and 7 of them signed a petition to ban the American flag and change it to an all-seeing eye pyramid. This is the triumph of mind control, where people are illiterate about everything. Reading, writing, arithmetic, history, social skills, talking. But they know how to get obsessed and what to be offended by. And it's all phantoms while they're being conquered. Lionel, TPP, is this not one of the most naked examples of a secret body that we're not allowed to see? Part of it leaks, totally draconian, bipartisan, they pass it. And now Obama is going to be coming back with his fast-tracked initiative to a foreign body, and we don't even know everything that's going on in it. I mean, this is really incredible.
You know, Alex, that the word fast track, I think, is often misunderstood by people as meaning effective and efficient and quick. You know, when $29 million or so was fast tracked to individuals in Charleston, they said, great. No, fast track is a euphemism. It means, in essence, a non-review, something that is not subject to review or inspection. Now, what people don't understand, and you said this initially, was the word globalism sounds good. It sounds terrific. It sounds like, oh, that's wonderful. We are the world. Remember that? I like to teach the world to sing. Kumbaya. Let's hold hands. What we're talking about is a reconfiguration of the world. I don't have to tell you this. It's this unipolar world. This is beyond, let me be frank with you. And I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. The American people, by and large, are great people, but stupid, illiterate, not very bright, not very educated, great on sports, great on issues that don't matter, great on pop culture, great on a lot of stuff. But when it comes to being able to understand what it is that is critical to their survival, absolutely not a clue. I'm sorry to say this. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but we are absolutely mind-bogglingly demented when it comes to being able to recognize this. I don't understand why people don't get the fact that what we're seeing is a reconfiguration, a reconsolidation, a reestablishment of the world. You know, Alex, you've said New World Order to the point where I think people don't really understand it. I think they have habituated to it. I think they have been conditioned to this term as some kind of weird conspiratorial phrase or shibboleth that you use that is somehow doesn't mean anything. We're talking about taking everything that we know, our jurisdiction, our country, and turning it into basically a member state of a world organization where the president of the United States isn't the leader of the free world, but basically we're the enforcer. We're the Luca Brasi. We back up either NATO or central banks and the like. And this, right off the bat, what I've just said, and you understand it, your listeners understand it, but for most American people, I'm sorry, they will scratch their head and say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I do know my flag, and I do know Caitlyn Jenner, and I know sports. I'm sorry, Alex, but that's who we are, the United States of the illiterate.
That is the best 3 minutes I've heard, hands down, describing the TPP. It is a total takeover, puts all of our laws and rights into a shadowy secret offshore corporate fascist combine so they can do to us what they've done to Greece. Well said, Lionel.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Supermill Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermill and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, don't lose. Sun rings in my head.
Mother arrested, charged with child endangerment for letting a 7-year-old play in a park across the street from her house while she watched her. Playground was 200 feet away from her home with an eyesight. We all, under about the age 50 or so, or I'd say everybody above the age of 30, grew up being able to go outside and play. Or grew up, even in the city, people would send 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds out to go get them a carton of milk at the corner store. Kids had to be able to learn how to follow orders, how to not walk in the street, how to cross the street when the light turned green, how to look both ways. And so if you're above about the age 30, you grew up in a world where you had the basic freedom of movement. But this latest article is nothing compared to the one 2 weeks ago where the 11-year-old, his parents didn't get home till 6, he got home at 4:30, was playing basketball in the cyclone-fenced backyard and they saw him playing alone, and a neighbor called, and the police came, and they charged the parents with endangerment. She took it to court and barely beat it. But since when did it become the law that you couldn't play outside? Well, there is no law. They can say that we interpret this as endangerment. Well, a jury's going to find if you give a bucket of hydrofluorosilicic acid or some other deadly acid to a 7-year-old and tell him to go out and play in the street with it, that it's beyond child endangerment. It's attempted murder, because you can reasonably think they're going to get killed or blinded with this. But it is the established activity of humans for children to play outside. But see, it's the triumph of ignorance. There is the perception that gun crime's up, even though it's down between 50 and 60% since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. That's not even debated. There is the perception there are more shark attacks, even though they're actually down. There is the perception that there's all this rampant racism. All of this is the triumph of hype. And I want to get into the economy and take your phone calls, but during the break, I was reading this article again where the police and the prosecutors with a straight face go, yes, this was very dangerous. And I even looked up the area. It's a nice area. But so what if your 7-year-old's playing in the park across the street and you're watching them? Let them. That's a parent's decision. That's why Texas is a Baptist state. Super conservative, but you can give your 5-year-old a drink of your beer. You can buy him a beer. It's up to the establishment owners, again, business owners' rights, to refuse to sell you that wine or beer for your small child. In Europe, they give their kids watered-down beer and wine. The point is that it's still the law in Texas. You can go in and order your child a beer in a super conservative state because they understood you take parental rights away, you lose everything. It's up to a parent's decision. Now, if you've got your child playing with what you know is a, say, dysfunctional firearm, they don't have firearms training, and they're in their backyard with it, that is child endangerment. But is it child endangerment? They're now trying to pass laws to say giving anyone under the age of 10 a BB gun? The problem is the children are out of control. They've never been in the real world. They don't know how to tie their shoelaces figuratively. They play video games all day. The studies show they're becoming brain damaged from it. They don't even have language anymore. My dad's dad knew how to fix anything. And knew how to do accounting and play golf and square dance at the same time. The point is, he was a man. He could do it all. My dad, though, was a specialist. He went to college, became a chemist and a doctor. He still knows, probably, let's not exaggerate, 10 times more than I do about fixing things. Not as much as his dad. Then there's me. I don't know that much, but compared to most men that are 41, I know a lot. Most men I know now can't change a tire under the age of 40. And they're making the cars now where if you put a battery in, say in a Volkswagen, it sends you a message and turns the battery off because you didn't go to their dealership and pay extra for one. That's the smart cars where everything's wired. They're building a world where we're basket cases. And our guest beautifully said that earlier, Lionel, when he talked about we're obsessed with everything that doesn't matter, everything that can't feed us, everything that can't teach us how to be competent. Rebel flags and Caitlyn Jenner. But we don't know all the basics. This is the plan, and now we're watching the exact playbook the IMF and World Bank fronts for private banks. IMF and World Bank is just the Federal Reserve's name worldwide. Same European banks own it. They are now imploding Greece with the same program, convincing the world that most of it is Greek debt when 92% of it is not, just like Iceland. Iceland, though, arrested their head bankers, went into all the documents and said, in their case, 93% of this is not our debt. We'll pay the 7% that's national debt. The 93% that's derivatives, we're not doing it. England put them on a terror watch list. Every Icelander, 400,000 of them, they had to back off when it came out it was British banks involved. So they're going to try to do this. Imagine when they have a cashless society. That's my rant. We're going to get Lionel's rant. Then we're going to A.D., Wild, Dwight, and others. Go ahead, Lionel.
Alex, I've got to tell you this. In fact, I've wanted to say this for a long time. When I was a prosecutor, the area that I found the most problematic was doing dependencies in the juvenile system. And specifically, I used to deal with Termination of Parental Rights, TPR. And what happened was the state of Florida at the time would come in and say that if you could show that a child was either abused, abandoned, or neglected, depending upon the standard, which nobody could really tell me, you'd go before a judge, and a judge would remove a child, disentangle, disengorge, like conjoined twins, a child with its parents, and what nature gave you, a court would separate that. And what was interesting was that they would take these poor people who might not have been, and they were poor, they might not have been the smartest, they might not have been educated, they had a hard time with schedules, but they were the parents. And they would have a mother, let's say, go to parenting classes or learn about something. Somebody would pick up a phone, drop a dime on a neighbor. And my favorite was failure to thrive. You know, the Jones kid, he has a son who doesn't look like he's growing as much as the others. Something's wrong. Something's strange. And then they would call an overworked, underpaid, 20-year-old caseworker who knew nothing about raising kids, who was so afraid of perhaps signing off and being the negligent caseworker who let little Alex go to his death, that they would leap on this family, overreact, and then you are doomed. And then they would take this poor parent and they say, you know what, Mrs. Jones, because you didn't go to your parenting classes, because you didn't follow this set of instructions, which we think you need to know as a parent, and now little Alex has been placed in foster care with this rich family, with a lot of cool toys, a lot of neat stuff, for such a long period of time that we think it would be unfair to return Alex from this very nice family who might want to adopt him back to you in your trailer and your squalor and this hovel. And I, Alex, murder cases didn't bother me. I shouldn't say that they bothered me, but nothing caused me to lose sleep, to realize that I was a part of a system that could take a child. Think about this. Forget divorce. Divorce is horrible enough, but you are still the parent. And you might not be married, but it's two people who kind of sort of agree. But just imagine the power of the state of Texas or Florida saying that your child, by virtue of edict, by virtue of judicial fiat, is not yours anymore, cannot take under your will. You have no authority. Goodbye. And imagine this happens every single day. And nobody can tell you, Alex, if you called up a police officer and said, listen, I want to show my son how to use weapons. Can you tell me what to do? No. Can you give me guidelines? No. I want to spank my child, but I want to do it the right way. Can you tell me what is and isn't acceptable? No. I want to put my child on a vegan diet or a macrobiotic diet, or I'm against circumcision, or I'm against this medication, or I'm whatever. Can you tell me what is okay?
So no, they won't. It's all nebulous, so they can do whatever they want. And it all began with saying parents needed the state to come in. And then once you've destroyed the role of parents, they can take everybody's kids, or you're just basically a babysitter. You follow what the government system says for your children, or they'll be taken. And the next shoe to drop is inoculate where we're going to take your children. It's already begun outside of law by projecting neglect onto it, as Melissa Harris Perry and MSNBC have wanted.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And that's central right there, because to decode this, when you get involved with the, because I've covered this as well, and I got to where I couldn't cover it back when I was a local reporter, because these were good families they were taking kids from. These are people who hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
And I knew it was because it was a good kid that was 2 years old or a year old, and they could get $500,000 in the racket for rich parents that didn't know what was going on, you know, to get it. You know, some trophy wife who can't have kids and some guy that's worth $50 million. That's who they were really targeting, was the good families in many cases to get those premium, quote, children. And to see it, it was so incredibly sick. And then all the social workers and lawyers and cops were doing was trying to cover their butts to go along with the system. It is unbelievable.
And Alex, you know, one of the things that you got to realize, or people have to realize, is that you have people who are untrained. I got to tell you this one story.
Stay there. I'm going to come back. We got to go to break. Can't skip another break. And then I'm going to let you finish that story. I'll be with us the rest of the hour. And then AD and Dwight, Wild, Matthew, Jason, we're going to go to all of you on the situation in Greece. So don't hang up. I want to get to all of you. But Lionel's always got fascinating takes on everything, especially with his prosecutor history.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago that children could play in their backyards. Now it's not safe, so the state has to take them away. Seems like yesterday. They can go to dinner for $1. And a brand new Chevy Mustang was $1,000. Oh, there's no inflation under the globalist system. My mother never calls me during the show. I mean, maybe once every 2 years. she sent me a text message. She's listening, and she says, I've been listening for over an hour, no discussion of Puerto Rico saying they're going to default on their sovereign bonds. We did cover it the first hour, Mother. But yes, and she finished the text message with, this is a big deal. We are going to go to the calls. We are going to get into this. You know, there's a problem there, Lionel. I've been so close to this so long that as it all starts to happen, I'm not making the big deal out of it. I should be. I mean, I'm accused of being an alarmist. I'm kind of like an alarmist before it happens. You know, once it all happens, then I'm kind of just, well, here it is. But it's very disgusting. I want to get to that in a moment. But finishing up with what's changed is the feds and the guidelines and the college teaching says it's abuse and neglect if kids are playing in the park across the street. And you've got tattletale neighbors that start the chain reaction where the police are worried about liability if they don't respond and the kid gets hurt. What's changed is we're a nation of bizarre cowards that are afraid to even come out of our houses. We've been domesticated. How do we reverse that, Lionel?
Let me tell you, well, we need a revolution. Well, let me tell you something, Alex. If somebody picks up the phone and drops a dime on you and your wife, and you all of a sudden, the Jones family is on the hit parade, you can't get your name off it. It's not like when you're arrested, you can steal it. It's there. And it's an administrative record. You say, excuse me, this was unfounded, this particular case. I need licensure in the coming future. I'm having insurance problems. I want to be, a foster parent myself. Can you remove this report, even though it was unfounded? I'm sorry, you can't. By the way, Alex, if I could, at Lionel Media, my Twitter feed, which I blurt out memes all day long, I talked about this one time, which really got people's attention. This is a true story. Little girl was at a school. She falls down. She goes to the nurse. The nurse looks at her just to make sure she's okay. They take off her shirt, and they see bruises. Oh, bruises. So immediately, the teacher, freaking out, saying, I don't want to be responsible for not reporting it. She calls CPS. CPS sends over a 20-something who's, again, overworked, underpaid. And Alex, so help me God, this 20-something turns to this kid and says, does your daddy ever touch you down there? It was a single parent. Where that came from, I have no idea. Does your daddy touch you there? He said, yes. That was it. When? She said, after my bath. He said, aha, ritualized. You know what it turned out to be? And thousands of dollars and embarrassment later, he had to apply an ointment pursuant to the doctor for some type of vaginitis or something, and it said after a bath. Now, when you are put in the position, Alex, and imagine all the enemies that you have and people that you don't like, but when you are even into that as far as being a part of child abuse or child sexual misadventure, the stigma sticks forever. And you can't.
And it's all because of the ninnying. It's like, yes, the famous cases of Walmart and others where it showed the mom and the dad with their two girls. They each had a towel over them, and they were hugging them, and they had towels on them, and they were calling it pedophilia. When real pedophilia is going on, nobody's getting in trouble half the time. And then meanwhile, the photo came out on the news, like on ABC News, and it was nothing. But Walmart wanted to protect itself. Or Eckerd's, I mean, it's happened with all of them.
Right.
And so they call in the police, who then act like it's real and legitimate. We've got to go to break, and then I promise, or they can punch me in the nose and go into A.D. Matthew Wild, Jason Dwight on the economy. And I should have done this whole show. I know you would want to talk about that as well. As we go out to break, let's start talking about this now. How big a deal is it? Because we know the economy is untenable. We know the debts are untenable. But we've been signed on to the derivatives is the main reason we're untenable. They raised taxes so much in Greece that less money came in. Now they want more taxes raised. And people say, IMF, you're not stupid. Why are you doing this? Because they want them to become fully bankrupt and fully conquered. But what do you make of Puerto Rico? New York Times, Puerto Rico's governor says he'll need to pull the island out of a debt spiral. It's concluded that the Commonwealth cannot pay its $72 billion in debts. An administration will probably have wide-ranging financial repercussions. I mean, this is the 51st state right there, bro.
Alex, let me put it to you this way. Let me ask you this question. If you wanted to be the most powerful person on the planet and you wanted to destroy a country, how would you do it?
I'd do it with an economic takeover behind off the ministers.
Exactly. I would not fire a weapon. I would not send in a troop.
Explain this when we come back. The secret to ruling the world with Lionel, LionelMedia.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm glad my mom texted me because, every 2 years she might call. One time Charlie Sheen was on Melting Down, that famous deal. She called up and she said, stop this right now. This is not what your show is about. Shut it off now. And, of course, I didn't.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Land of the whining minis.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I wish we weren't in the mother of all bubbles. I wish that I'd been wrong about all this, but it wasn't hard to be right. History's pretty simple. They say it doesn't repeat, but that it rhymes. And that certainly is a very apropos way of putting it. Lionel, a former defense lawyer and prosecutor, TV critic, radio host, one of the top 100 talkers in the country, according to Talkers Magazine. He joins us. I met him years ago when I was in the keynote address at a Talkers in New York, where he was the master of ceremonies. And I don't even agree with, you know, maybe 10% of what he has to say, but I get his perspective on the 10% I don't agree with. But on the other 90, he has a great way of putting things, a lot of good stories and anecdotes. Without further ado, I want to go to AD and others that have been patiently holding, but I wanted to give you a chance because you got cut off by the break. Some people spin this over the years and say, you say the debt's too big and that it's untenable because you want confidence to be lost. And if people listen to you, we're going to go under. And I'm like, no. If we have, you know, 2 quadrillion plus in derivatives that aren't our debt that these big six megabanks created and have signed us onto, and if they keep raising taxes when they know at a certain point it hurts tax receipts, and we know the philosophy is to consolidate control, you were getting to that point, to restart with how do you conquer a country, this is what they admit they're doing. Everybody from Henry Kissinger to Zbigniew Brzezinski to just all of them wrote books bragging how they're conquering the world. There's a reason when Zbigniew Brzezinski or Henry Kissinger or David Rockefeller shows up and the Saudi princes are bowing to them, not the other way around, then Obama bows to them. I mean, these guys really did set up our modern world, and it's not pretty. And now they're getting ready to take down, they've already taken over the world. They don't need the West anymore to take over the world under other guises, democratizing, humanitarian, whatever. Now they're in their end game. Radicalism will take over the Middle East and Africa, financial implosion in Europe. They've already taken over Latin America. I mean, I know the history of Latin America. I just stalled of it. And how, even though they had a history of sugarcane slaves and others that came there and natives that didn't know how to fight back against it and colonialism, after they got off under colonialism for a while, in 5 or 6 spots, they were booming. They were free market. They were as rich as we were. They were inventing stuff. It'd be so cool if I could move to Chile or Argentina when I was old. It's beautiful down there. It'd be so cool to have other free countries. I look around, there's nowhere for me to run. I mean, I'll be honest, if it was some really cool free place, I'd get out of here. I mean, I love America, but man, I'm telling you, the people are so dumbed down. On average, the awake people are the salt of the earth. We've been an exceptional country. No one, I mean, I was at my cousin's wedding reception at the Kalamazoo Air Museum. The pictures do not do it justice. And the reception at night with a great DJ and dancing was underneath the SR-71 Blackbird. They had prototypes in the 50s. It officially started flying in 63, like the B-2 bomber officially started flying in 87. It was flying around the 70s. Really flies like Mach 5, Mach 6. The Russians had jets that would go Mach 3 and missiles that would go Mach 4.5, and they couldn't shoot it down. It's because it goes faster than Mach 3, boys. And they tell us this is still the fastest plane in the world. And my table was right under its nose. And I looked at how science fiction-esque it looked with the cockpits forward and back. It's just amazing, our technology. I mean, the countries can't build this today, okay? And different groups have different flares. You know, we can't build rockets like the Russians. They can't build stealth aircraft. But, I mean, I look at America, what we've become. It's a joke. And we have to admit we're a joke. It's like if I woke up in a ditch with vomit all over me, I've hit rock bottom. I haven't actually done that, but you get my point. If I wake up, don't know where I've been for 3 days, like the hangover, might be a good time to stop. And we're a joke, people. Watching people savor, oh, let's dig up Confederate generals. Yes, yes. I mean, it's mental illness. All right, I'm ranting. Get in your point on the economy, then I'm going to the calls.
Well, Alex, you know, it's funny that you say this. I look out my window, and I can look, and I see the Intrepid right there on the Hudson River, and there's an SR-371 or 71 right there. And I see this thing every single day. And I'm thinking to myself, this was a time where we had enemies that were tenable and palpable and real. They weren't theoretical. They were actual enemies. It was the last time that the government, that our country really stood for something where we were fighting actual real enemies. And you can argue about how we got into Pearl Harbor. But, you know, Alex, you mentioned something before which is interesting about history and that it doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. Tolstoy said the greatest piece ever on this subject, and that is that history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true.
Yeah.
And what we believe to be history does not exist. Now, if I were going to destroy this country, here's what I would do. First and foremost, I would distract with bread and circuses the people more than ever. Number two, I would have as a foundation for much of the economy this tissue-thin veneer, this latticework of cotton candy, of air called the derivative. You say 1.5, maybe 2, could be 4 or 5 quadrillion dollars of nothing. Then I would throw in the myth, Alex, of American exceptionalism. I would always have the Flag and Lee Greenwood and John Wayne and Ronald Reagan and Fox News and Weird the Gret. We are impenetrable. We are never going to be Puerto Rico or Greece or Iceland or Portugal or the EU. We're the United States. We are immunized. We have a vaccine against this. That's what will doom us. The idea, because Alex, this is a beta test. There, everything happens in Europe and those parts of the world first. And then we catch, they sneeze, we catch
the Oh, you're right. The IMF and World Bank admits that, okay, we've taken out Africa and Latin America. Now we're going to move on to Western countries, and they're doing it. And the only country to say no was Iceland. And they went in, they arrested the people and found out, guess what? It wasn't even their debt.
And I'm going to also go in, Alex, and I'm going to fool people. For example, I'm going to tell people that there are new currencies of war, a new casus belli. I'm not going to let them know about water. I'm not going to ever let them know that we went into Libya over water.
That's right.
The Nubian sandstone aquifer. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to ever let people understand that what and who runs the world are a very small group of central banks and very, very at the top of the pyramid, these elite banksters and elite
all there is mega banks, big energy, and weapons.
And all we're going to do is we're going to create fictions and bad guys through ISIS. And then we're going to confuse people. We're going to cause the American people to be always upset over something and fool them and dupe them into thinking that they're involved. We're going to let them think that there's some Confederate war flag or battle flag controversy. We're going to also throw it. We're going to have a country that knows more about the physics of footballs and Deflategate than they do the rudiments and abecedarian aspects of our economy. We're going to have people who are so brain dead and narcotized voluntarily and through this, Alex, through this individual hypnotic sense of selfishness. We're going to turn everything
That's
into
right.
a selfie. We're then going to turn and remove them from individual interaction and caring and being global and being connected. Because, Alex, one day people are going to say, when you ask them, where are you? Where do you live? You're not going to say, I'm a proud Texan. They're going to say, I live here. This is where I
live. My smartphone.
My smartphone. And because of this systemic, continued habituation, this organic dulling down, I'm going to then, as everybody is being distracted by the three-card Monty of the economic downturn, while we're looking this way, I'm going to little by little take everything from this country. And then one day, before you know it, it's going to be, it'll start maybe with a rumbling. It'll start and we'll start to see the initial threads, the initial tremors of a financial collapse. And the very people who run the world are so thrilled because they crave and they thrive on disorder and disaster. That's why when there's racial disharmony, when there's crime, when there's people in the streets, when we turn to the government in the Hegelian dialectic, this classic, wonderful progression, and we say more control, more power, more authority, then one day it's over. And your tombstone, your words, your final valedictory, Alex, sad to say, will be, I told you so. You thought I was just somebody who was a conspiracy theorist. It's going to be too late. You thought I was doing this just for some kind of an act. You didn't realize that what I was saying and what the world was saying was there the whole time. And you didn't listen to me. And I told you. And I tried to make it as simple as possible. And I brought in guests to try to explain it in different ways. A Max Kaiser, a Salenti, a Paul Craig Roberts, a Paul Watson. Any, you've tried so hard. And you know, Alex, the thing that is the most important is that I don't know which vector I'm being hit with every single day. You wake up and you feel okay, and then you start to look at the news and you say, my God, where do I start today?
And that's what they want. They want to overwhelm us. But at the same time, we've just got to realize it is the animating contest. Since studies show that old plants won't grow. They're not some wind, some rain, something pushing them. The reason we're so weak is we've been hiding from responsibilities. Well, that's why, you know, if you live a sedentary lifestyle, you die when you're 40, not when you're 90. We need to go out and fight this corruption. and become aware of it, and that will turn the tide. But hey, this is the best interview ever with you, Lionel. I want to go to calls, but the way you crystallized, you know, the TPP in 3 minutes, the way in the last 6, 7, 8 minutes you crystallized if I was the enemy of free humanity or if I wanted to destroy a free country, this is how I would do it, or the plan to destroy a free people, you have done it. You've really laid it out. You can see how they put us in a virtual reality of mainstream media and selfies and iPhones while they're stealing the real world around us. And it's not to conquer it so they can manage it better. They've decided to get rid of humanity. All right, AD, you're a real trooper. And then Dwight and all the rest of these troopers, thank you for holding. I really want to hear what you have to say on the economy, on Puerto Rico getting ready to go bankrupt, Greece getting ready to go bankrupt, maneuvered into it by design, the media all calling them lazy. They deserve it. No. Yeah, you know, Obama saying just because you raised the debt limit doesn't mean you've raised the debt. This is, again, upside down, opposite world. You didn't build your business, but the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus are real. AD in Delaware, you're on the air. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, Alex, after 10 years of you teaching me everything I needed to know on analyzing these idiots, you know, I've formed an amalgam of algorithm analytics, which really does point out their agenda atrocity and the bait and switch brain flooding that they like to run on the American people in Operation Mockingbird, which is really what your television is called. We're seeing the guys from Operation Paperclip popping up like whack-a-mole. That scares me with Kissinger and Brzezinski running around, hanging out with Bush, wearing tuxedos, and they're on their fifth or sixth heart transplant. It all spells the annihilation of the United States. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the toilet paper policy, which means we will have none, basically is the spike in the last barrel of sustenance that this country has held out on while they lit the fuse. We are the dynamite, and the fuse is burnt through Europe. It's burnt through the Ukraine and thereafter. I really believe, Alex, we're leading up to a bait and switch. In other words, he is the Manchurian candidate. Obama is a fake and a hologram. He's destroyed everything. I'm hearing talk of Russia being set up to attack America as they run to their bunkers, and they will use a bioweapon this time. And I kind of believe it, Alex.
All right. I'm going to have you comment again because you've been holding so long. But going back to Lionel, all I know is I've always had a sense of urgency because I knew we needed to start reversing militarization of police, all of it, because it was part of a larger plan. Now the establishment, it's in the Guardian, it's all over the news, are building bunkers, are building secret airstrips. They are bugging out of major cities. Maybe it's not this year, next year. I hope it never happens. Let's be clear. I'm not Nero all Rome burns, but there does seem to be an urgency in the establishment itself. More and more indicators. We know we're sitting on a house of cards. What does your gut tell you, and what do other folks in New York tell you?
You know, it's funny you say that. You remember, Alex, when there was a tsunami and people suggested that there was not one elephant that was found dead? The theory is that if you notice elephants starting to move inland and animals, and you see those people who are responding on frequencies that we don't, pay attention to that. When the elite, when the uber rich, and by the way, I love these people that I know who think they're rich. They may have a million or two. They're not even in, we're not talking about necessarily monetary rich, but when these people are sounding the alarm, when they're quietly disintegrating or disengaging themselves from that which is American, and they're moving like, who is it, the fellow who's the famous Cameron, who's going to New Zealand and others, what does that tell you? What does that mean when you're finding dual citizenships and the like? Look, the bottom line is that we have never seen anything like this in the history of the world where we are going more and more towards a unipolar world. Putin talked about this. Look at how we are going to Putin and others and sticking a thumb in his eye and basically saying, come on, bring it on. There are people, Alex, who want there to be a world on fire. When there is calamity, when there is mayhem, when there is entropy, when there is disaster, then they can buy things on a fire sale. This is when they're the happiest. This is, remember, if Greece fails, who was it, Forbes who said this? How would you like to buy the Parthenon on a song? When a country collapses and they turn to say, help us out, who are the people helping you out? Alex, if you and I were the kings of the world, we would be high-fiving each other. We would go and we would say to these countries, we'll help you out, but it will be for a cost. And then little by little, our different unions, our different groups, we consolidate. And all of a sudden, what's missing? Jurisdiction, monetary systems, nationality. And all of the hints were there from SPP to TPP to SOPA to CISPA, from every vector and angle you could imagine, from intellectual property to actual trade agreements. And we must master, and the elites have mastered, the art of the euphemism. It's a trade agreement. It's a world.
It's a fast track. It's a smartphone.
Yes. Speed, fast track, efficient, smart, beyond the grid.
Patriot Act, affordable care.
No child left behind. I mean, you can't, the better the word, there's an inverse proportionality between the harmlessness of the word or the legislation.
That's right. Stay there. AD, one final comment, then Dwight.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Well, Turkey's announced they plan to invade Syria, but not to aid Assad fighting Al-Qaeda and ISIS. No, to take out the Kurds fighting ISIS. ISIS is a Western army. That shows you just how arrogant the elites are. We know they've been funding our enemies for a long time. It's not like they created some group that got out of hand. No, I mean, it was created to do this. And they're saying, brace for imminent attacks, but don't worry, we'll take all your rights away to keep you safe. I'm going to do some overdrive here so we can finish up with AD, and he's been holding longer. Matthew, Dwight, Wild. I'm going to try to get to everybody. Jason, Lionel's our guest. Just briefly, because this is how I fund my operation. We have a lot of really great products at InfoWarsStore.com, books, videos, Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word. 25% off right now on all the Molon Labe come and take it belt buckles. We've sold out a Liver Shield, Ocupower, Child Ease, Prostaguard. Some of this will come in 4 weeks, some of it in 8 weeks. Okay, so when I tell you we're running out of something, it's not hype. We're going to run out of Survival Shield X2, our best-selling product, proprietary Deep Earth, good halogen, detoxer, energy. You've heard the reviews. Has a 99% third-party review rate. We have links to those reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. If you want to secure your Survival Shield X2, Nason Iodine, now's the time. Super Male, Super Female Vitality are also excellent products. These are life-changing in my experience and many others, and your purchase supports the broadcast. You're really missing out if you haven't ever tried Super Male or Super Female Vitality. Learn more, see the instructional videos at InfoWarsLife.com. For the four products that are sold out, you can sign up on email there to be the first to get it when it comes in. All right, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, AD, I want to get to everybody else, but you brought up some really good points. 30-second response to what our guest said.
Alex, I think basically, to sum it up, the Umbra, which is the handlers of the BIS, are basically going to trigger a global reset, or in other words, a collapse by October. And in order for them to do this, they're going to create some type of mass bio issue or another, you know, vaccine agenda, whatever it's going to be to get us to jump back into the boiling water. We are frogs in the water. The doomsday clock is at 5 seconds till. I feel this coming. Karen Hudis, she's always on target. Peter Schiff, Jarrett, all of them. All your guests are fantastic. I want you to have an InfoWars summit 30 days long, brother.
I hear you. We need to do it. We need to have all these guests on. Jim Rogers, who's really smart, says it's going to be spectacular. And you can see the buildup. I mean, maybe it's not going to happen, but I've never seen such pre-buildup. Real fast, a comment to that, then we're going to go to Dwight, Wild, Jason, and others, Lionel.
You know, we need to have your version of Bilderberg. And I always ask people this question. You know, we laugh about that, but imagine if, and you've said this before, imagine if the NFL owners met every year secretly since 1954, or Hollywood. That is a beta test to see how will people look the other way. And I think what would be great is if we could do a summit, an actual summit. Imagine all of this, all of your guests, all of your followers. And
Patriot Bird.
Yes, right indeed. But just to me, you know, Alex, this is the question I want people to think about is, do you think, and this is the bottom line, do you think that the United States is not susceptible to or is impervious to that which happens elsewhere? Could your pensions, your bank account, stocks, your portfolio, your wealth, could it one day disappear? Because secretly, Americans believe that no, it can't, because somehow either we're blessed, we're the city on the hill, that we are immune, we are inoculated.
Sure.
That this happens elsewhere, but Alex, it's the same playing field.
Well, it's like Japan building on a nuclear plants on the fault line, the tsunami zone, and then lying and saying it's impossible for this to happen, and General Electric went along with it. It's insanity. I'm going to come right back in 70 seconds and go right to Dwight, then right to Matthew, Jason, Wild, and others. So just be ready. I'm going to go to each person in order. In fact, it's Dwight, Wild, then Matthew. So stay with us. We'll be back in 70 seconds with your comment and question. I may just do more overdrive with Lionel. This is some pretty good radio, but pretty important stuff to debate. Maybe I'll let Lionel host the show till 20 after and take calls. I've got to go to a meeting.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether
whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.